Welcome to Healing Ties, a show that encourages you to live happy and healthy. By focusing on the emotional, physical, spiritual, and financial aspects of life, we tie four important components together, like a bow tie. And who isn't happy when they're wearing a bow tie? This not only creates a healthy life for each one of us, but will also create healthy communities. And now, here's your host, Chris McClellan, the Bowtie Guy.
Well, greetings, everyone. It is Chris McClellan, the Bowtie Guy. We're here for another episode of Healing Ties, and it's our monthly visit to Nova University. Nova Southeastern University Lifelong Learning. And I practice this every time I drive down.
I know, Chris, but you got the Lifelong Learning Institute part.
I'm getting there.
You're getting
there. You think after the fourth or fifth show, I'll figure this out.
That's okay. It's okay. You're all good.
That's Linda Morris, Executive Director of the Lifelong Learning Institute at Nova Southeastern University.
Now you can just say NSU.
NSU. NSU LLLI.
LLI.
LLI.
Two L's and one I.
Two L's and an I. It's kind of like spelling my last name.
I know. You have a lot of L's in your name. So welcome. We're happy to see you.
It's good. So what's going on right now?
Well, we just started our academic year. We go all the year round, Chris, as you know. But we just started our main academic calendar, which runs from October through the end of May. And we just had our open house, which we actually had at the last week of September, so that was just 2 weeks ago. With the almost hurricane, it kind of confused things because we were closed for 2 days last week. But the week before that, we had an open house, and we had about over 100 people every day, 100 visitors, plus our regular returning members, and we've already signed up about 30 new members, I think.
That's awesome.
Like that. Plus, we have over 100 returning members. We finished last year with almost 300 members.
Okay.
So we're on par to have another wonderful record year. And we invite anybody out in the audience who's listening, if you live in the Tri-County area here in South Florida and you've not heard of us and you're shaking your head saying, oh my God, I missed the open house, you don't have to worry. Because we have people, we invite people to come and try us out for four times for free at any time during the year.
Four times for free?
For free, yes. Okay. They just sign it as a guest. They do not have to pre-register.
Okay.
They can listen to this broadcast and they can just come on in tomorrow. They can look us up online and our website is www.nova.edu/lifelong learning. If you get confused with the /, when you get to the Nova Southeastern main website, in the search box, just type in lifelong learning and it will take you to our page. And on that page, you have our complete calendar of classes and the address and directions, and then they can just show up and sign in as a guest for the class. And if they love us after four times, then they can become a member. I know. Why would you sit at home and do nothing when you can come out here and listen to a lecture?
Community
and socialization, and it's just
so
a lot of
critical.
Fun. It's a lot of fun.
Which has just given me an idea for a future show.
Okay.
Why don't we have some of our participants?
You will have a long line of people who want to come and talk. So I think we should sign people up.
I think we should sign people up. We do a little segment each time we're here about with the members why this is important to them.
Yeah, well, next month on the second Tuesday, which is so exactly a month from now, we have a morning breakfast to celebrate our members' birthdays for that month. And it also happens to be Election Day on November 8th. So maybe our next show will be on the 8th and we'll invite some of the members to come in to talk on the show.
Well, there is an election going on, isn't there?
Yeah, we're not talking about that. Yeah. It's a lot more fun to talk about what happens
it's
here.
It's more fun
than
talking about the hurricane.
Or the Exceptional Theater Company, which we're going to get into in a second.
Well, it's always great seeing you.
It's wonderful seeing you.
And you'll come back at the end of the show?
Or I will pop in, and I will take some pictures and tweet about you and put you on Instagram.
I have my best bow tie on today.
I know. So please, everyone, follow us on Twitter. You can get to us through Chris's Twitter and Instagram, and please follow us so you can stay up on the latest.
I'm really easy to find. It's the Bow Tie Guy.
The Bow Tie Guy, and we're LLINSU.
Awesome. And, you know, you've set up I've been so excited about having Debbie come on today. We've been talking about this for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to invite Debbie Lombard. I was going to say Leonard because I get flustered at
names. You know a Leonard?
I know a Leonard.
You know a Leonard,
yeah,
okay.
But from the Exceptional Theater Company.
Well, what's very exciting, and before I put the clip on to Debbie so you can hear. What's very exciting is when Chris and I first started talking about the show, a lot of people have a misconception of what caregiving is. And a lot of people think caregiving is just about mature, older adults. But it's not just about that. It's about people with special needs, and it's about people who've been ill. It's about children. It's about grown-ups. It's about everybody.
It's about how caregiving affects everybody.
So now I'm going to unhook myself.
Unhook?
Clip this on to Debbie.
It's on to me here, I think, is a good one.
Debbie looks amazingly beautiful today.
Oh, you're sweet.
And you'll see her in the picture here. How's her sound, Chris?
She says perfect.
I sound good?
Yeah. Just hold it up just a little bit more.
Wait, let's move up. Put the hair back and come up.
That's what I love about doing live radio. Is whatever happens, happens.
Okay, how's that? There, is that better for you,
Thank
Chris?
Thank you. Awesome.
That works
all
good.
Good.
Okay,
yeah, all good.
Great. Thanks, Linda. We appreciate it. Oh, we're going to take our picture now. we got a smile.
We got a smile. Take our. We might have to do a Facebook Live one of these times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're getting our picture taken here, which will add to the blog post.
Speaking of Twitter, you are the one who helped us find our Twitter. Maybe you could tell us again what that Twitter account is. I'm not very good. I'm not very computer savvy.
Well, we can help you out with that.
Thank you.
Debbie, it's great to have you with us today.
Be here. Thank
and
you.
Tell us a little bit about you and the Exceptional Theater Company.
Okay. Well, I'm Debbie Lombard, and I am a Florida resident. I was born and raised here.
Florida resident.
Yes. Okay. I was born and raised. I actually was born in Hollywood, and I always make a little joke that the stork made a mistake and actually dropped me in the wrong Hollywood. But actually, since 25 years of being with the Exceptional Theater Company, I think that they had a little bit of a plan.
I think you're in the right Hollywood.
I think I'm in the right Hollywood. And so I've been here. I have four children, five grandchildren, one on the way. I've been married 42 years. I love theater since I was 3 years old. I walked off the stage and decided that I wanted to be an actress.
Yep.
Little did I know that my life would change in my 30s, and someone would mention to me, why don't you go back into theater? Because I kind of stepped out. And I did. I went back into children's theater and ended up being invited to volunteer at the Exceptional Theater Company.
Okay.
So that was back in 1991.
Just a few days ago.
Just a few days ago, not too long ago. Uh-huh. And I was asked by a friend, his name is Gary Wayne, and he said, Debbie, I just need some help. I'm teaching a class to young adults with special needs, and it's from January to March, and we're going to have a show, and I just need someone to help me. So I came in with my little yellow pad, my legal pad, and never left.
Wow.
25 years later, it was probably the most wonderful thing next to my family that's ever happened in my life.
I could just hear it in your voice, the passion and excitement that you have for this, even after all these years.
Yeah, I love it. I enjoy every minute of it. And the Exceptional Theater Company not only helps those with special needs, it also works with those without, and it gives us so much. I mean, it's a drama class, so I'll explain what it is.
Sure.
That teaches all the aspects of theater. So you've got music, you've got dance, we do script writing, all of our props and sets, costuming, the whole gamut. And we teach that to our actors, mm-hmm. and it brings them into the world of theater, which also gives them the opportunity to be seen, to be heard, to people to listen. We have several actors that don't speak, but a thumbs up says a lot, and you just think about it, that's an okay, or that's a get out of here, mm-hmm. or... cut the scene, and so there's a lot, and a wave of a hand says a lot also. So there's a lot of opportunities for everyone. So we work with all abilities, all different abilities, and that's.
And you're growing people's confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
Abilities, community.
The program not only teaches theater, but it gives the confidence. The arts do that for everybody.
Yes, they do.
I mean, they really do. Absolutely, there isn't a soul in the world who doesn't get up there on stage. When you're applauded, it feels good. And I have many actors who come who are a little nervous at first. Yeah. And I always say to their parents, wait, just let them get bit by the applause bug.
Right.
And the minute they do, the lights go on.
Right.
And it's like they shine. I mean, we've experienced actors that can't speak. And actors, right?
My goodness.
That never could wave a hand.
Wave a hand.
I mean, we've experienced so many miracles over the years. And we teach, you know, we teach improvisation. So there's that opportunity to communicate with each other. So you're talking one-on-one like you and I are doing right now.
Right.
And that's an improv. We're doing improvisation.
That's exactly right. We're doing an improv.
So anybody can do this. And we also open it up to the entire community. Mm-hmm. So we work with our community volunteers, which we call shadows.
Okay.
They come on stage and they work along with our actors. They act with them, but they also help them with their lines and teaching their lines and getting to their places. And we have many people who might be in a wheelchair who cannot go from place to place. So we have volunteers that help them. And we work also with a lot of high school kids who are gaining service hours to graduate, but it comes in and it changes their lives. Mm-hmm. It gives them the confidence and the self-esteem. It's all of a sudden, it's not about that my hair doesn't look right. It's the difference that they're making in the world
right.
with others. And I've seen that like a buddy coming together, the actors with the shadows. And you see a difference. We did an actual performance and a workshop, a two-day workshop, right here at Lifelong
Learning. At the Lifelong Learning, sure.
And it was called, "And to Think That We Thought That We'd Never Be Friends." So we got 27 of our actors and 20 of the Lifelong Learning Institute members came on in, and we had breakfast, so everyone had a greet and meet.
Right.
And then we read the book, and what they did was they took the book and broke it up into scenes. They created their scenery, their costumes. They wrote their script. They picked their songs. They put together the dance. It was an incredible, all in 2 days, from 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon, we did this 2 days. And it was an incredible experience. And what the Lifelong Learning Institute members found out was that they weren't sure, that they didn't think that maybe they could be
sure.
And then they found out that they could.
You know, that's what's interesting about the arts and theater, and because there's so much diversity. And when people come together through the arts, we tend to learn that we're not all that different.
That's right. That's exactly true.
And when we can bridge those gaps, just the impact that it has on community. You know, we know our neighbor.
Right. Yes.
And you're doing that through arts, through
yes,
the theater.
We absolutely are. And what you find is that suddenly those who don't have the special needs, they're usually referred to as a typical person, or a person with typical abilities, suddenly isn't afraid to reach out, to greet that special needs person, where sometimes they're a little shy about it, or
sure.
they don't want to look, or they feel
right.
that they're staring, or
right.
or maybe they're stepping into someone's space that they shouldn't be in.
Right.
And suddenly, they're not afraid. I have a great story, if you don't mind.
Oh, we're all about stories.
Okay.
We're all about stories.
A young lady who came to us when she was in high school, ninth grade, and she stayed with us all through 12th grade, working with the Exceptional Theater Company as a shadow. And she grew up, went away to college, and became a doctor. So she's a medical doctor. She went here at Nova. And she called me literally about 3 weeks ago to tell me, "Thank you. Because of the Exceptional Theater Company, I was able to step over the line where every person and doctor in my office was having difficulty dealing with a young lady with Down syndrome." She says they didn't know how to communicate, they were afraid, and there was all this tension. She says, and when I saw it, I stepped right in, and I was right back at home at ETC. And
wow.
All that I learned and all the experiences that I had came flooding back in, and the feeling of good feelings came back. And after everything went well and the examination was fine and the stress was let go of and everyone was okay, someone said to me, how did you do that? How did you just step right in? You were so comfortable. And she said, because I worked with the special needs population for 4 years as a teenager, and it taught me that we're not different. We're right. all the same.
Right.
And we all have the same fears and the same issues and the everything.
Oh, goodness.
You know?
Yes.
So.
If we could figure out a way just to have, take this conversation
right.
and broaden it
out into the world.
Out
yes.
in the world, because we make life much more difficult right. than what it needs to be.
Right. Well, we do an exercise called the mirror exercise.
Okay.
Where you actually mirror each other. So one is the leader and one is the mirror, and then you switch it back and forth. And a lot of times I teach in the classes, or my instructors teach, or the, you know, the Exceptional Theater Company instructors, that we are all mirror images of each other. So when you smile into the mirror, what's going to happen?
The other
smile back. Right. And then to step back from that experience for that young high school student who grew
sure.
up to be a doctor. Now you have our actors who, they absolutely know their ability and what they're able and what they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not stupid, they're just special. Okay, and I mean that with the, you know, the kindest way.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that out because I remember coming into the class and one of the young actors was talking to me. I had no idea what he was saying. So instead of saying, I don't understand, I didn't want to be impolite, so I just nodded and agreed. Yeah, that's right. Oh, sure. No problem. Fine. But he knew very well that I didn't understand it. And I realized I was the one who had the disability.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Yes.
And so I learned from that. So now you take the actors who now get up on the stage. And our actors have been in front of hundreds and thousands.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we had one show, they were in front of 1,000 people. And several of them had never been in front of an audience in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a standing ovation. But now that young person, or that senior, because we have seniors, we range from 18 months all the way up. Our oldest was 85. She's still alive, thank goodness, but she doesn't come to the class anymore. We'd like her to come back, but it's difficult for her to get around these days. Not that 85 is old, not in my book. But anyways, so she unfortunately isn't. But now they're able to reach across that line.
Sure.
So when they're working possibly at the grocery store and bagging, they're not afraid to start communicating with the people in the store and the customers, and it's a wonderful feel good for the entire community. Once you get touched by ETC, you usually don't ever leave. I'm proof of that, and that's basically it. We have actors who've been with us for 25 years.
Wow!
So they've gone from being 18 all the way up. I mean, so we've got them where they're now seniors. We've got seniors in our group, which is wonderful. And they weren't seniors. They were adults. And we now have children, which is our newest venture. We have what's a Tiny Tots program that we reach out to those, because usually there's no programming till they're 3 to 5
sure.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got what we call Tiny Tots Theater, which is basically like a Mommy and Me kind of program.
Got
so
it.
it's toddlers with their families and or their caregivers. And so they come in and they do that. And then we have our children's classes, which range from 5 to 11, and then from 12 to 22. And then our adults are 22, or really actually we do 16, but 22 and older. And now they come into a class, and it gives the parents an opportunity to get a break. So that's where a respite comes in.
That's where the respite comes in.
Right. So now they get a chance to say, here's an opportunity for my child, my adult, my senior to be taken care of, to be in a safe environment where they feel good, walk out feeling good. And I get an hour to 2 hours.
Which is so critical.
Yes. It's
so critical
important.
For mental, physical, and spiritual health to have that break.
Absolutely. They need, and it gives them an opportunity to walk into the store and concentrate and focus on
their own needs.
Right, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
We're continuing our conversation with Debbie Lombard from the Exceptional Theater Company. We're having a great time here today at Nova University, Nova Southeastern University,
yes.
Lifelong Learning Institute. Tell me a little bit about some of the productions that you do.
Okay. Well, first of all, what I did mention is ETC, which is what we go by, the Exceptional Theater Company, ETC.
ETC.
Was Etcetera, but everyone seems to call us ETC, so that's what we okay. leave it as. It's a nonprofit organization. It's okay. a 501c3.
Okay.
So we are able to get donations, and we offer scholarships and things that are very, very important, because many of our adults don't have the funding
to do
okay,
this. Sure.
To do this, we keep our prices incredibly low,
right.
but we like to offer that. We also offer at least twice a year, two professional shows that we treat all of our actors, and we have close to 300 throughout not only the Tri-County area. We are now in Indian River County.
Okay.
And we are also in North Carolina, in West Asheville, North Carolina.
Well, I think my listeners in the UK on UKHealthRadio.com, they're going to be wanting you to come over to...
I would love it.
They're going to want you to come over across the pond.
I have a niece who lives right outside of London. She's there with my great niece and great nephew
yeah.
and her husband. So I would love to come over there and bring the program. I think they would love it.
I think they would love it too.
Oh, it's such a wonderful program. And there yeah. aren't many out there. But ETC has done several productions. We do close to, I would say, at least 40 productions a year. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I hope you have staff.
We have staff, thank goodness. And most of our staff are volunteer.
Okay.
And even our staff that does get paid, I call it paid for your time to travel.
Yeah.
They give so much and so much time. Almost all of our staff have full-time jobs. Many of them do have children with special needs, or have someone they know, or somehow came in that way. Then we have our theater background guys
right.
who jump right in, and you know that's where I came in.
Mm-hmm.
So we have all those productions, and don't let me forget to tell you a little bit of my history and my family of how ETC has evolved to in our home.
Mm-hmm.
So our productions, we've done Cinderella, we've done Beauty and the Beast, we've done Aladdin, we've done Annie, and I'm talking huge productions.
These are huge productions, yeah,
yeah,
big productions.
I mean, big and beautiful, in front of close to 500 people. We've performed at the Hollywood Central Performing Arts Center.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right now, we just got a donation, and we're working towards more donations to actually perform in the Armaturo at Broward Center.
That would be awesome.
I was actually thinking today how great, not only for the actors and for the Shadows, to be backstage on that stage,
sure.
With a real dressing
right.
room with crew and sound and lighting like galore. But I also thought of the families. How I get a joke. How they could walk in to that beautiful venue,
mm-hmm.
and how good they would feel and how proud that
their
family member is on that
stage.
I mean, it's just an amazing, you know, to me, I look forward to it. It's no longer a dream.
It's
going
happening.
To happen. We just, it's win, and that's what that is about. So.
Well, I'm picturing this, I have this vision at the Broward Performing Arts of this happening, and the confidence that would be built from both sides of the stage.
Absolutely.
I mean, it would be life-changing
oh, yeah.
for everybody.
Oh, please. I mean, I've never performed on the Armaturo. I stage managed once. I was thrilled. I was like in heaven.
We all have a little ego, don't we?
Yeah, we do, just a little. And I think about just the feeling that I had.
Right.
You know, I can't imagine giving that, how wonderful it feels to the actors. I mean, many of the places that we perform are in a room. Or an auditorium with
right.
no stage.
Right.
So in the past 2 years, we've worked with Leadership Hollywood, which is a Chamber of Commerce, a Hollywood Chamber of Commerce program. And they've put us onto this huge stage, which has been incredible. And the difference that they feel when they're on a real stage.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with, we have a class at the Broward Center through the Rose Miniacci Education Center. And we are actually in the JM Theater to
okay.
do our classes. And when you take an actor from a classroom to a theater setting, it makes such a difference.
You put them in your element.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, theater, and they have the seats, and they have the lighting, and they have the mics to actually rehearse with. So when they do their show, they're not only going from the classroom onto the stage for the first time, because many do.
Right.
They get to practice there, so they're comfortable. It's home. And then when those lights and that audience is there, everything falls into place. And that's when I say miracles happen. That's when everything, the miracle of theater and the magic.
The miracle of theater.
Yeah.
How it brings people together.
Always. And the feelings and the emotions. I mean, ETC, there are, you will laugh, you will cry, you will go home feeling like you've made a difference just by sitting in the audience.
I want to get involved.
You got to.
I've got to get involved.
Please.
The theater part of me just...
But you got to be careful. Once you get touched by ETC...
You get hooked.
That's it. It's for life. It is.
We'll need to do a podcast, a video podcast.
I'd love that.
From your...
Wow. Maybe you'll come when we do. We're going to do our workshop again with LLI.
Okay.
This year we're doing Fill Your Bucket with Happiness.
Oh, my goodness. I do presentations on what's on your bucket list.
What's on your bucket
caregiving.
List?
Yeah.
This is it. Okay, and that's what we're doing. So we're doing that with the LLI members and the ETC actors. We'll put on our performance. We'd love it if you'd be there.
So you're combining the seniors at LLI
yes.
with the youth that are participating
yes.
in ETC.
Yes, exactly.
And you're bridging those gaps.
Bridging the gaps.
And it's another learning experience for everybody.
Yes, totally. And I know from last year's workshop, many of the LLI members actually didn't realize. I'm quoting one that said, "I never thought that I would feel comfortable, but by the end of the 2-day workshop and the show, I know for sure this is someplace I want to be." And she is now volunteering with us.
That's just
yes,
terrific.
At one of our other facilities,
sure.
And at JAFCO. We're at JAFCO Ability Center, and that's for children.
Okay.
And of course, we're always looking for things for the children, but also for the adults, because once you reach a certain age with special needs, there isn't much offered out there. So
right.
We're looking to do more in that sense. We do have our children, but our program originally started for adults to give them that opportunity to socialize,
right.
to get out and meet friends, to have a place to go,
sure.
and a place to express, and a place to feel good about yourself, to build that self-esteem, to learn those communication skills, to, you know, do
that. Because we're always learning.
Always.
We're always
Never
learning.
Stops.
And we're all, and what's so important. Oh, is not only the collaboration, but the community aspect. There, is, especially as it relates to seniors, there's so many seniors who are isolated.
Right. Bring them out. And think of the knowledge that these
they
seniors
have,
that they could share
right.
with us. I mean, I have a dream. When it will happen, I don't know. But it's a dream to build a cultural center that is run and worked and presents all items in the arts, or all parts of the arts.
I love your vision.
With special needs. And then I think, how wonderful would it be to get our senior community to come on out? Because you've got people, like you said, you have a little bit of theater in you.
Mm-hmm.
What could you be teaching a lot?
I could be.
The lighting, the sound.
Sure.
The set, building sets.
Building sets.
I mean, building.
Bringing the artist
arts,
out of you.
Right. Teaching to paint. Teach that instrument, singing. I mean, the chorus. Right? Didn't
yeah,
you say
yeah, it was about the chorus,
okay.
yeah.
Okay, so there's, couldn't you create a special needs chorus? Or someone be the band?
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, the band leader
for
a band run by totally those with special needs. And they have such abilities, amazing abilities. And it's just reaching across. And that's one of...
Sometimes you know, it's a matter of stepping outside your comfort zone.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Now, Debbie, we just got a few more minutes left.
Sure.
So, oh my goodness, we could just go on for hours.
Okay.
And we're going to do this again.
Right, I hope so.
But tell our listeners, because
okay.
a lot of my listeners are outside of the South Florida
okay,
area,
great.
But there's a lot of visitors that come to South Florida. So tell everybody how they can find you.
Okay.
And
all right. Well, right now, we have a website that's www.exceptionaltheatercompany.org. O-R-G.
O-R-G.
Okay. And it's theater spelled T-H-E-R-T-E-R. And for our...
T-E-R. I did note that.
Yes. And I just for our UK listeners, it was T-R-E. Unfortunately, it was filed wrong. And so we went back to the theater because we had to keep what it was filed with for our nonprofit,
right,
which was T-E-R. But it was originally T-R-E. And so that's, you can reach us at our website. At the moment, our website is down. It is being revamped and getting a little bit of a facelift. So if you go immediately to it, it may not be up. It should be up in the next week or two.
Okay.
We are on Facebook.
You're on Facebook. I found you on Facebook.
Right,
sure.
We do have two Facebook, which are going to be combined also.
Okay.
But you just look up Exceptional Theater Company or even ETC and you might find us. And there's a white and a black background of our Exceptional Theater Company, Stanley Star, which is our
Stanley Star.
Okay.
Awesome logo.
Yes, I love that logo.
Yeah.
It has a lot of meaning to us. There's a good little story there that I could tell in a second. But anyways, you'll see our logo, which is a starfish, and he's got nice little googly eyes.
Yeah.
And it says ETC behind him. And just click on that and become a friend. We would love that. Twitter, I know we have a Twitter account. I'm not very savvy, as I said.
I'll find that. I will find it, and I will put it out to our listeners.
And then we are working on all of that. We do have someone new on our board who is working with all of our technical, issues, which I am not technically inclined.
I know enough about technology to know when to call somebody.
Yeah, I am not. So you can call us, but just to tell you about our little starfish and what
tell us
that means.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really what ETC is about, okay? And in the mission, which, we spoke about earlier, is we energize and we motivate children, teens, adults, and seniors with disabilities and their families to achieve a creative expression through their involvement.
Through involvement.
With the arts. It's also an organization that looks towards a fully inclusive program, which means bringing in our community and making it totally accessible to everyone, okay, with all abilities. So our ETC Stanley story is about this little boy who goes out onto, and I always say Hollywood Beach because that's where I grew up.
Okay.
And he goes out onto Hollywood Beach, and it's a very windy day, and all these starfish have washed up onto the shore. And he realizes that if he doesn't get those starfish back into the water, they're going to die. So he quickly starts picking them up, and there's thousands of them. I mean, they're all the way from miles to the right, miles to the left. And he starts picking them up, and he's two, three at a time, and throwing them back in the ocean. And he's hot, and he's sweaty, and he's out of breath, but he won't give up. He keeps doing it. Meanwhile, there's a man up at the top sitting there watching the little old boy. He's just shaking his head back and forth. And he's looking. And finally, he yells out to the little boy, "Little boy, you're wasting your time. There's thousands of them. You're never going to make a difference." Little boy picked up one star and threw it back into the ocean. And he said, "I sure made a difference for that one." And that's what we're about.
Wow.
We're reaching for the stars, one star at a time.
One star at a time. Wow.
So,
Debbie Lombard, you are an awesome.
Thank
you. Exceptional Theater Company is awesome.
Thank you, Chris.
And you certainly are creating healing ties in the South Florida community. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for allowing me to be here, and I appreciate all this time. And next time I'll tell you about my family and how I got a granddaughter because of ETC.
We're gonna continue that conversation.
Okay,
Well, I'm Chris McClellan, the Bowtie Guy, and I'm creating a life to love after caregiving ends through writing, radio, travel, and advocacy, and being with awesome people like Debbie Lombard. Healing Ties is a part of the Whole Care Network. See you soon for another episode of Healing Ties. Bye-bye.
Bye.